1, 2, 1, 2. Hello, guys. Welcome back to my podcast. I'm MC Neo, as you know. Today on my podcast, I have a very special person. He's special like that to me. Because, yeah, he's like one of the mentors. Or
are
the
you in love with me? Are you in love with me?
I love you, but I'm not in love
with
you.
Wow, are you hearing these people? You didn't even say no homo. That's worrying.
Yeah, so I have a special feature on my podcast today, and I have Johnny Stone. Yeah, I'm here with Johnny Stone today. I have a special feature about him, his life, his big break into MCing and onto the Ghanaian scene and all of that. So yeah, we always have a good time. So yeah, introduce yourself. Aside you being Johnny Stone, introduce yourself.
How do I introduce myself again? Hi people. Thank you for listening to the podcast, by the way.
Like, thank you very much.
Tell your friends about this podcast. Share it. Yeah. Subscribe.
It should do it. Yeah.
Me, Johnny Stone, I'm a vibe. I always say that people love because a lot of people know me for different things. Most people know me for an MC, events host, radio host, quiz host, karaoke host.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and then on the side you make some small coins for the influencing.
True.
So yeah, but I'm regular Joe. I'm a cool guy, like I think.
You're actually a cool guy. You're a very very cool guy. Yeah. A background into yourself.
Background into myself. All right. So, brief background, right? Yeah, I moved to Ghana like say 12 years ago now.
Tell us about your UK life. I want to know how you were in the UK.
How I was.
Yeah.
Okay. No, when I was in the UK, normal life, living with my family. I come from a big family.
Very big family.
Yeah, there's actually 13, including my parents. There's 11 kids. Yeah, I'm the oldest of 11. So when I was in the UK, I was just going to school, hang out with my friends, play football, go to church. Yeah, that was it. I had a very simple life.
Normal life, basically.
By the time I got to like being a teenager and I got like more freedom, I moved to Ghana, straight to Ghana.
Around that time.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, UK was cool. I miss my friends, family.
Do they remember you though?
Of course, we still talk social media. Like.
Okay. Yeah. True.
How can you ask that question? Do they remember me?
No. Not everyone's going to remember you.
Everyone does.
Even my friends in Ghana, not everyone remembers me.
Oh, they'll remember me.
Yeah, that's nice.
I was a popular kid within my circle, so
yeah.
I was known as Little Johnny. Yeah.
Little Johnny.
Yeah.
With the big ears.
With the big ears and a big head. So that's my background. Yeah. Yeah.
What are your interests?
Me, I love music. If you deprive me of listening to music, I can go crazy. Yeah. I love meeting people. I think that's why I'm in the field I'm in. I love talking to people. I also love sports, particularly football. Football is like my second love. Yeah, because if I could have chosen, I would have been a professional footballer.
Oh, that's nice.
If I could have chosen. I never took it seriously, but I love football that much. What else do I love?
You still play football, right?
A lot, yeah. That's what keeps me fit.
Wow. That's
amongst
good.
Other things.
Do you read?
Okay, so funny enough, I used to be an avid reader. When I was a kid, like a little kid, I started reading quite early. And I had a habit of reading when I'm eating, reading when I'm on the toilet, everywhere. Like I'm just everywhere. Reading. Like I have to have at least 2 or 3 books at my disposal. Then when I first came to Ghana too, I was reading a lot of books. And then I started working. Once I started working, truthfully speaking, I stopped reading. But I was actually speaking to a friend of mine. Shout out to Omi, if he's listening. Today,
he bought
a Kindle. Yeah. It's like he bought it so he could do a bit more reading. So I was like, me too. I'm looking to buy some books so I can read. Because books, knowledge is power.
True.
Yeah.
There's a lot of power. After your work life, after you started working and everything, how'd you get into your MC act?
It's by mistake.
How was it by mistake?
I was in the right place at the right time.
At the right time.
Yeah. So I was in between jobs. I actually had like a corporate job working with a logistics company.
Yeah, I saw that picture. In a tie and a
ring. You have to stop stalking me, bro.
I'm not stalking you. I just had to read about you and find about you because you're coming on here. I'm not stalking you.
He's stalking me.
You're a star. You can't blame me.
So Yeah, I had a corporate job. It was boring to me. It wasn't what I wanted to do. I was getting good money at a young age. And yeah, I just hated the fact that every morning I'd have to wake up at 6 or 5:30, go to work, jump on the train. I used to go to, like, from the train from Nungwa to airport.
Okay.
Yeah, like every day on a train. Listen to radio, listen to Miss Nah, listen to Sammy Forsen.
Yeah,
that was like my lifestyle back then. Boring. Okay. Listening to radio was like my highlight. Listening to my favorite presenters on why it was cool. Did that, then I quit. One day I just woke up and quit. I had no backup plan. I just said I can't.
Without any backup plan whatsoever.
I just wasn't in a good place at that time, and I just quit. I think I have my family to fall back on. I explained to my parents why I did that. They understood, but their thing was like, okay, you need to get something else doing. And I found it difficult to get a job for a short time. So I found myself going out to my former workplaces, which was one of them was Champs.
Okay.
When I was there, I think the guy that was hosting the events over there, he wasn't available one night. So he said, Johnny, can you host a quiz? I started with the quiz.
Oh, okay.
So I hosted the quiz for them, put it together. They said, oh, you're pretty good. Continue. So then I kept continuing. Then they gave me a contract. That's how I started hosting the quiz. Similar thing with the karaoke. There was a guy hosting it. He got sick. I think he got sick like 2 or 3 times in a short space of time. No, one of the times his wife had given birth.
Oh.
So one time he got sick, the other time his wife gave birth. In those 2 times, I filled in for him. And they were like, Johnny, you're actually pretty good. And so they just said, you know what? This is your new job. I didn't have a choice. Like, they literally pushed me into it.
Pushed you into it.
So I did that for a while. When I first started, I didn't think, okay, I'm an MC. No, I was just hosting.
Hosting.
Making money. I was terrible when I first. Can I swear?
Yeah.
Just wanted to know. Yeah.
Oh, you can't.
I was shit when I first started.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that bad?
Very shit.
So how did they say you were good?
To me? If I look back right now, but they saw potential.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Then after about 6 months to a year of doing it, they gave me extra responsibilities, hosting the events, like in charge of events happening at the venue. Then marketing the place as well. So I was doing marketing, I was hosting events, and I was making sure events were happening. And I met a lot of people who I'm friends with now through that. Let me give you 2 names you probably know that you now would know. Shout out to F, the DJ, and DJ Kev. Yeah, I met them.
Yeah, true.
Through me.
They're very lit guys. The FKR, right?
Yeah, we actually had a fight. The first time me and Kev met, we had a big fight. And then we became friends. A story for another day, but it's very interesting.
Very big fight.
Oh, not like physical.
Yeah, but...
You know how Kev has a big mouth? Friction. I have a big mouth. Yeah. We're insulting each other by heart.
Sheesh.
Anyway, it's another story. So, that happened. I did it for a long time. When you start doing these things for a while, people start knowing you.
Knowing you, yeah.
Your name gets out there when people are hosting events. My name's on posters. A lot of people come to my events, enjoy it. I did that for a couple years, and I realized that, no, I'm actually pretty good at this, and the money I'm making at this particular venue, which was Champs at the time, wasn't good enough for me. And I was doing I was full-time as well, because I was hosting.
Yeah,
I was quiz. I was doing the marketing and events. So one day I walked up to the boss and said, yo, yeah, I'm quitting. I don't want to have this many responsibilities. I'm working. I'm giving you majority of my time, but the money I'm getting doesn't make sense to me.
True.
And so I said I would just host the events. So literally, I'll show up 2 nights a week at that venue and host events. And the moment I stopped doing the full time at that place, literally, a few people found out. They found out that I was available to go and do other venues. Then I got a gig at Honeysuckle, which is where I'm now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just kept getting gigs after that. Because I think I'm confident in what I do. When you do something that's good, people hear about it and they trust you. So now I'm blessed that I think most venues in town, I can just work where I want to work.
Where you want to.
It depends on if I want to. And being in a position like...
That's a nice mood.
And it is. Being in a position like that is very good, because then you're not...
You're not pushed to do anything you don't want to.
Yeah. I get to make... Yeah,
you call your own shots.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's very nice. But obviously, coming up, like, when you were managing all those jobs and everything, you were facing difficulties, right? It wasn't a smooth journey. You can't say it was a smooth journey.
Never smooth.
Yeah. What were the difficulties you were facing?
Who are you? No one knows you. So well, therefore that's like they can a very treat
big problem.
Yeah, they can treat you anyhow.
Anyhow.
You guys are young guys, you're doing your things right now. It's like if you don't have a big name, if your brand isn't big, they'll mind you.
True.
So you have to kind of find a way to you have to respect yourself first. Once you respect yourself, the rest happens with ease. Like people respect you. Yeah. But even you respecting yourself, it takes a while.
Takes a while.
I don't have to say much now when I go to certain places, but before you just I have to explain myself.
Try to tell them that Charlie, I can do this. Like,
yeah.
Just trust me. Like I actually can do this. So building the brand was quite it was quite important for you.
Yeah. Okay. You never stop. Till today. Yeah. Still building.
What was your big major break? Like your very major break. Bill, earlier you were saying you haven't had your big break.
I've not had my big break.
But I feel like you have.
I've not. When you ask me this question like then I'm like big break, like I've not had a big break.
Really? Okay, so what was that one thing that put you out there?
This is the thing, right?
Uh-huh.
I have been out there for a while. Let me give you an example. When you see an artist blowing up, right? They don't just blow up. Like, there's no such thing as an overnight success. You get it? That person has been doing something for a long time consistently. It's been there. It's been happening. I've always been hosting my events there. I've always been there. It's just now that certain people have seen me. But a lot of other people have, Johnny, he's been there for time. Like, we know Johnny. So that's why I wouldn't say I've had a big break. I've just been there.
The consistency?
Yeah, it's a consistency. Yeah, no big break yet. I'm yet to have a big break. I think a number of things have happened, basically, with me doing my thing.
Looking at the space you are in, what are the difficulties you're facing right now? Because you've been around for a while.
Yeah,
you've had people coming to your events for a while.
Probably motivation.
Motivation?
Yeah.
How's that motivation?
When you've been consistent for a long time, it's like me, I work to make money.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoy what I do. Like, I'm passionate about what I do. But then, this is me being deep. Like, I shouldn't be saying this.
Oh, say it.
I'm like, I'm opening up to you right now. Yeah. So, I say motivation because as for the money's there. I'm making my money. It's cool. But then, there's so many things I can do and should do. But I do not do.
Because of motivation. That's motivation. That's a motivation factor. Why do you think you're not motivated enough? Is it because you feel like, okay, Rona, I can do what I can do. And you know I can do what I can do. So
something like that.
Okay. But isn't that supposed to be like rather propel you? Because you have bigger plans, right? Exactly. So that's supposed to like push you to...
Yes. But then sometimes you just... Let me just give an example.
Uh-huh.
I have my gigs I do in a week. I'm not an MC or an event source that does some of the big events in the country. I can do them. If I wanted to, I could be on those stages. But I don't put myself in a position sometimes to be put on those stages.
Okay.
I'm comfortable.
True.
You get it? So that's where the most... I'm making my money. I'm doing my regular things. I'm consistent with it.
Yeah.
If I wanted to be on some of the big stages, I'd probably have to kiss a lot of asses. I don't kiss ass.
I understand what you're saying.
And there's nothing wrong with kissing ass. To get where you need to get, sometimes you have to kiss asses. But then I'm very independent.
Okay.
I don't like the fact that I have to rely on someone looking at me thinking, okay, should we pick Johnny? Should we
should we put him on? Should we not put him on?
I believe in myself. I know I'm good. I know I can do the job that needs to be done. So if you're debating over, let me just go and do my own thing and make my own money. Like, I don't need you. I'm...
True.
Yeah.
Have logistics ever been a problem?
Logistics, thankfully not. The reason being is most of the events I work with or the venues I work at, they are pretty well established.
Okay.
So when it comes to logistics for events, not a problem.
Yeah,
I work with some of the best restaurants in town. Can I mention them?
Yeah. You
shout out to Honeysuckle, Champs, Burger and Relish. Seraglio, special mention to who?
Mawe Foods.
Mawe Foods, yeah. But I eat their food, yeah.
As you were saying earlier, you like to be independent. You don't rely on anyone for your big break, for the big stages and all of that. What big stages have you been on so far since you've been out there for a while? I know there are a lot. Let's tell them.
Ooh, big stages. I've been on, probably the biggest stage I've been on has to be Charlie Watte. Charlie Watts, definitely. You, Yeah, last 2 years. I didn't go this particular.
That's your set or a Chalote. You had a video of it, right?
Yeah, still there. My laptop.
It was lit.
Yeah, that set I did there was everything. I've done 2 sets over there, and I'll just say they're my biggest stages I've been on because hundreds of people. Yeah, hundreds of people. Was it thousands?
Thousands.
Yeah, thousands of people.
Thousands of people.
Yeah.
Standing there, jumping to you, jumping.
Yeah, that was my element. So I would say that is probably one of my favorite bigger stages I've been on. I've been on a number of stages. I'm trying to think of... I've been on a lot of concerts, but I've not really... Which ones can I mention? A lot of brands I've worked with.
Uh-huh.
They've done activations. I've been on with them.
Uber Ambassador.
Sorry?
Uber Ambassador.
Unofficial Ambassador. I'm not an Uber Ambassador. They just pay me good money. Shout out to Uber though. Yeah. I've done stage with MTN, Nescafe. I'm trying to think of the big concerts. There's a Shutdown concert last year. I've also done. I can't think of the concerts. My head's gone blank. Yeah, I can't think of the concerts. I've been on a number of concerts and my head's gone blank to which ones. I just jump on a stage, do my thing, and I run off.
Looking at the stages we have on our scene right now, on our entertainment scene right now. What big stages are you hoping to be on or are you looking at being on very soon?
The big stages I'm hoping to be on, probably, this is going to sound very selfish, my own concert. Yeah, like I would love to be on the biggest stages in the country, right? And like I said to you a moment ago, I'm not going to ask or beg to be put on these stages. I want to let my work speak for itself. At the same time too, I always preach this thing that people never understand. If people don't put you on, put yourself on. I put myself on. So I will be hosting a big concert this year, which I expect a lot of people to come to. So yeah, let me see my own concert. That's the big stage I want to be on.
That's impressive, like very impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So looking at that looks like one of your major plans, right?
Yeah. In a probably for summer.
Oh.
I can't talk too much about it right now, because, yeah, but...
What other major plans do you have? Do you have like a song coming? Do you have like
an
album?
There's a number of things I should be doing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have my own podcast as well.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Johnny Stone podcast. Yeah. That should be happening soon this year. I should be working with some artists this year. I'm having my own YouTube channel this year. Putting my boys on this year. One of my boys. Putting my boys on.
Oh, I'm one of your boys.
So... I like, no, like,
the
my plans for this year are basically just growing the brand and just establishing myself. I think I'm already out there, but just establishing myself and solidifying my brand, Johnny Stone.
Now, I'm about to put you on the spot right now. Are girls a distraction?
Yes, human beings are a distraction.
I said girls.
Yeah, girls are a distraction.
Girls are a distraction.
Yeah.
You get them coming at you a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Are you able to handle them?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So you probably shadow like today, I'll be with this girl, tomorrow I'll be with this
girl. No.
But how do you handle girls coming at you?
I'm actually a very busy person.
You're actually like light skin, fair girl.
So this light skin thing, right? Please, I'm a human being. That's it. I am a guy. That's a girl. Yes. But they're not too big of a distraction. Like, they're not a distraction, I won't say. Girls are not a distraction. No. The only distractions I have when it comes to girls are my sisters and my mom. As in, I'm always making sure that they're okay. Yeah, it's like they're always, they're the back of my head. Yeah, so, yeah. They are that kind of distraction. By the way, your shirt, stay away from your man Asho. Is it true?
We're talking about you, right? Yeah, so it doesn't matter what I'm wearing. Mine is fine. But I'm not an Ashao.
This is how he marketed himself.
What makes you different from other MCs and other presenters on the scene?
I'm going to be selfish again. I'm Johnny Stone. Like, that is it. Shout out to all the other MCs. Shout out to all the other presenters. And anyone doing what they want to do. Shout out to you guys, man.
So looking at what you do and the stuff and the space you are in, being a host, being a presenter, what sets you aside?
I think I'm very authentic. I'm myself.
Okay.
And it makes it easier for me to do my work. Like, there's this thing people say that when people are hosting these events, they seem plastic, right?
Okay.
But wait, for
plastic,
me,
how? Like, just like, they're like, not original. Okay.
Hi, my name is Johnny Stone, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's, I'm very relaxed.
Okay.
When I'm, you've actually been to my events, like, yeah, stupid, yeah, amounts of my events. And you know how,
all of it.
Yeah, yeah. You know how the, it's just, I'm just talking to you like this. This is how, yeah, I host my events.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's true.
And some people maybe wouldn't like that, but when it comes to my events that I do, yeah, it's like, that's what makes me me. Like, that's what sets me apart from the others. I don't think that they are themselves as much as I am myself. Oh. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So right now, you're working with YFM, right?
Yeah, shout out to YFM.
Do you face any challenges?
Yes.
How?
Radio is one of the biggest radio stations in the country. So, the
biggest urban radio
the
station.
Biggest, sorry, yeah, the biggest, number one, probably the number one station in the country. One, now, yeah, the level of quality these guys expect is like top tier.
Top notch.
Yeah. So it's not a difficulty, but you always have to bring your A game. You, when you're on air, everyone's listening to you. One mistake, one wrong song.
Your phone is blowing up.
Yeah.
So it's 16?
Yeah, okay, let me give an example. So R2B's released their album a couple weeks ago. So my show, Y Rated, what we do is we play brand new music, like, okay, freshest music. So we're playing the new R2B's, and I said Site 16.
What?
It's Site 15.
Yes, 15.
And I was like, okay, here's some new music from R2B's from the new album, Site 16. The moment I said that, I turned the mic off. ADDJ turned around to me and said, oh, John, yo, it's Site 15. I was like, snap. And Ellie said something else. So I had to turn back on like the mic. I'm like, yo, guys, sorry, it's Site 15. And like half of Accra has heard me say that now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, that's some delicate something.
So one mistake and it's like everyone
knows.
But the thing about radio is, depending on how you carry yourself, people don't care. I didn't have to go back and say,
like, see,
I made a mistake. Yeah, I could just let it slip by. And but no, I made a mistake. Yo, what's up? Sorry, yeah, guys. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it isn't so easy, is it?
No, it's not easy, but it's fun. Radio is very fun.
Really?
You work with some of the best DJs in the country. You get to be on the biggest events. You get to play music. Like,
well, yeah, that's
a true job. Like, it's listen, job, play music, it's and talk. Like, yo.
Well, that's interesting.
Interviewing some of your idols.
Your idols, yeah. Mm. I'll be in your space soon.
Please come.
I'm coming. Looking at the Ghanaian scene, how do you see our music industry? How do you see our music scene?
Good and bad.
How? How's it good? How's it bad?
I think it's good because it's very important to the country. Like, it's a very big thing of, like, big part of Ghana.
True.
The music scene. So
very big.
I've seen artists come from nothing to being literally top tier artists in the country.
Derobi.
Yeah, like exactly like that. One thing I find bad is I don't think there is a togetherness in the music industry.
Okay.
I feel that the music industry, there's not enough females.
Well, that's one.
Yeah. I feel that the artists don't make enough money.
True. That's two.
Yeah.
But them not making enough money, yeah, who could be blamed for that? Who could the fault be put on?
Is it not the people who put the system in place?
No, but can you blame us for the artists not making money?
Yes.
How?
How many people buy music?
Okay. So now I see your, yeah, argument. Yeah.
Fine. So it's not nice watching artists wait every week to go onto a concert before they make money.
They make money.
Because outside, artists can literally not perform a concert for the whole year and still make crazy amounts of
crazy money.
Fine, it's different all over the world, but here, I've been here for a while, I don't see much of a change. It's now, this year and last year, that a lot of the artists are now seeing how much money they can make by doing streaming
music.
But even to get even $1 from streaming is, how many, like, a lot of streams.
Yeah,
it's stupid amount.
It's a lot of stress, actually.
And, yeah, so the music industry is good. I'm happy that you have alternative acts breaking out, like, who can I use?
Amare,
like, La Meme. These guys are on the Boiler Room, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're on the Boiler Room, so documentary.
Yeah, it's great to see. And I'm happy that me and my boys in my circle had a part to play by some of the artists that are now making waves. We started Seraglio Sundays.
Seraglio Sun.
Around 2017.
Yeah.
Now, back then, it just seemed like an innocent Sunday night get together whereby we have an artist pouring. But our thing was getting artists who are buzzing and, you know, coming to make a difference. Like, we predicted some of these artists that are now popping all over the place. I don't want to mention too many names because I don't want to say, I don't want to mention any names. The reason being is I don't want it to seem like, yeah, because of us. Well, no, it's not like that. But we contributed a little way. We saw what we saw back then, what people see today.
True.
And it's nice to see. Even I think the first time I met the producer of this show, Afro Electra, was at Seraglio, one of the Seraglio Sundays, one of the first few Seraglio Sundays.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Looking at how far you've come, where do you see yourself in like five years or 10 years? Five years.
Same answer regardless. So.
Same answer?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Rich. Oh, no.
No, well, yeah.
No, let me not say rich, but like wealthy.
Wealthy.
Yeah.
Wealthy.
Yeah. I don't want to go into too much of what I hope to achieve within my career because this career that I am currently on is very
dicey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be an MC today. Tomorrow, I might not be an MC. True. I could be solely a radio presenter. Tomorrow, I could be a TV presenter. I don't know. Yeah. I have my own plans. And the world is my oyster. I don't want to be known as, I don't call myself MC Johnny Stone. I don't call myself, I call myself Johnny Stone because I feel the possibilities are endless. I don't want to put myself in a box. And so tomorrow I could be a doctor. Obviously it's not going to happen. But no, like.
I get the drift. I get what you're saying.
Maybe I could be an Instagram influencer sitting on Instagram.
And just sampling kids. Talking about products,
and food and whatever. Yeah. People make a lot of money from that. You never know.
Makes sense. I want to put you on.
Okay.
When was your last relationship?
See.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm not asking for who or... Yeah. I just said when.
It was a couple years ago. Yeah, it's a long time, right?
2016?
Yeah. No, 2017. Oh. 2019, bro.
Looking at your weekly gigs, which of them is the hardest?
Ooh, that's a good question. Oh, but it's an easy answer at the same time. Hardest is probably the quiz.
Why is it the hardest?
Putting a quiz together every single week, putting about 60 questions, different questions each week.
Yeah, 60.
Around 60
that's
questions.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. Every week.
You know, we don't even realize.
Like every single week, different topics, something new, something fresh.
Something interesting.
It's not hard to host. It is. It's not hard to host. Hosting for me, if I was just hosting it, the quiz, I wouldn't have an issue. But putting it together, it takes me a whole day to put the quiz together. You know, you work with me on the quiz. Shout out to MCNL for actually being my sidekick on the quiz for a long time.
2 years.
Yeah,
running.
I probably can't work without you right now. Is that
two years running?
Yeah, nearly 2 years.
Yeah. It'll be 2 years in October.
So
we need a party, Johnny.
We need an anniversary party.
Anniversary party.
So you see how hard it is put together. You sometimes put the quiz together as well with me. So, Charlie, we try.
From my view, I feel like your game night and karaoke. No, wait. Karaoke, I feel like karaoke is the hardest. Because week in, week out, there's a different crowd.
Yeah.
So you can't exactly come with the same vibe you came with last week.
Right.
So
you DJ, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. When you go and you set up your lappy...
Uh-huh.
You look at the crowd, right?
Yeah, you do.
Before you hit play on the first song, you look at the crowd, see how the place is. It's the same thing with karaoke. If I go into the venue and the venue is populated with a lot of girls, I'm going to start singing love songs. If I go into the venue and I see the venue is populated with a lot of guys, I'm going to start doing some gangster rap. If I go into the venue and there's a lot of older people, old school. If I go in and the venue is mixed, find some good vibe and just start with that.
Interesting.
I'm a DJ without being a DJ.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and my transition's on point.
Well, that's true. That's true, though. We've come to the end, or have we?
Huh?
My questions are done.
Your questions are done?
Yeah.
So what do we do now?
What should we do?
Do we go to the bar, have a drink?
Looks like a plan. Yeah. So I thank you for coming on my podcast.
It was lit.
Johnny Stone. It was lit. Yeah, it was very lit.
I have to call me back again.
Yeah, you will. Season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Please, people, if you're listening to this and you like it, subscribe.
Yeah, do advice for yourself.
Subscribe to the podcast. It's very important.
And the Johnny Stone podcast.
Share it with your friends. Yes, you're the person listening right now. Thank you for making it to the end of the podcast. You really try. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a hug. Tell yourself that you're amazing because you really try. Because podcast.
So, thank you for listening. Johnny has done the outro for me. I don't think I have to do anything again.
No, I've hijacked your outro.
Yeah. So, thank you. I see you on season 2.
Wait, can I draw my handles just in case some random person.
Wait, do some small adverts for yourself.
All right. You can follow me on social media. JONYSTONE11.
There's a funny story about your name. The first time I met you, thought your Johnny was like JOHNNY. I'm like, Johnny Stone. So you could hear the H in when I was mentioning your name at first. So then it was at the quiz. Like the third week. Then you normally didn't start your quizzes with like your face. It was just like the honeysuckle logo. Yeah, then the next is the rounds and the continuous. So I was like, So then the third week, your logo came with your head and your haircut. Then I'm like, So there's no H in the name. Alan, you're a bush boy. So I was just having like that inner battle. I was telling myself like,
Alan, you are a bush boy. I've never seen anyone pronounce Johnny like Johnny.
No, I was like Johnny.
I can imagine him sitting there, Johnny.
It was an inner battle. Like I'm like Johnny. I'm like okay. So there's no H.
It was an inner battle. You were battling with yourself on how to pronounce the name.
Yeah.
Charlie's hard though.
It's hard, rough. All right.
Bye.
Hey, wait, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Why are you in a hurry to?
Why?
Are you sure you're going to see some girl somewhere? You're not done. You weren't done mentioning your name.
I thought I plugged myself. Oh, yeah. Johnny Stone. No H. JONYSTONE 11.
Why 11?
Why 11?
Because of 11 children?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Smart. You're smart.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You know, I didn't figure it out till now.
Like, it was just after what you just told me, I'm not surprised. Were you dropped on your head as a child?
Probably, and I drank a lot of beer too. So
you drank a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't apoteshi.
No, it was beer. Mm. I have pictures of it. It was beer.
Anyway, I want to give some advice to you, please.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Please stay away from the girls.
Thank you guys for listening. Yeah. Bye.
It's MC Nail.